Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. For nearly every American, their family history includes a story of immigration, leaving a homeland behind and starting fresh in a new land. Telling the stories of those journeys and the America they helped create is the latest project from Six Word Memoirs and its creator, Larry Smith. He is founding editor of Smith Magazine, and the latest book in the series of books is entitled Six Words, Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. Larry Smith joins us now. Welcome back to the show.
So nice to be with you, Ann.
For those who are unfamiliar, why don't you give us the primer on the Six Word Memoir concept?
Sure. So about 10 years ago, I had an online community that was a different kind of storytelling community. It was user-generated, lots of different topics. I loved it. People liked it. It didn't really work. One day, I did what I call threw some spaghetti at the wall. I threw up another topic on this online magazine, then called Smith Mag, after my grandfather, the great storyteller Smitty. And I said, hey, what if we had a life story in just six words? Could you tell the story of your life in just six words? And I was borrowing from a literary legend I know a lot of your listeners know. As the story goes, Ernest Hemingway was once challenged to write a whole novel in just six words. For sale, baby shoes, never worn. The six-word memoir was the personal twist on the six-word novel. I thought it would be a one-month little riff. Move on. That was 10 years, 1 million six-word memoirs, and 9 books ago.
Why do you think it continues to resonate with people the way it does?
Well, it resonated originally because we all want to tell the stories of our lives, right? But blank pages are scary, even for journalists and writers and best-selling authors, mm-hmm. right? But when that page is filled with just six words, it's not so scary. And once you break the ice about who you are and what matters most, it gets easy and a little bit addictive.
How many six-word memoirs have you written?
Oh, I've probably written, I've written hundreds, but I've tomed 10 of them on T-shirts. Now, today I'm wearing my general shirt, which is Everyone Has a Story, What's Yours?
Uh-huh.
But for the newest book, I celebrate each book with a T-shirt, and anyone can buy a six-word memoir T-shirt with any six words you like. But each time I have a book, I make a T-shirt, and for the first time in 9 books, the words on my shirt are not my own. They're by a really nice contributor to the latest book, Six Words Fresh Off the Boat. And those words are centimeter by centimeter, foot by foot.
Wow.
I was working on the website, and this little creature crawled up to me and said, Daddy, what's up? And I said, you know, I'm working on the new immigration book. And he is, I swear, 6. Next year he'll be 7, but right now he's 6. And he said, I have one for coming to America. I think the story is this, centimeter by centimeter, foot by foot.
Wow, that was your son.
It was, and I put him on the book towards the end of the book next to Mark Cuban, who he loves, who owns the Mavericks, who Mark Cuban says the best is yet to come. That's his story about American immigration, and we made a T-shirt.
My guest is Larry Smith, founding editor of Smith Magazine and creator of Six Word Memoirs. His newest book is entitled Six Words, Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. And of course, listeners, I want you to participate in this. I would love to hear what your six word immigration memoir is. I mean, we all have a story, whether, you were here when it started, your family was here when it all started, or whether you came here later, anywhere along the line. Because the book includes people from, not the Mayflower, but...
Well, it does.
Maybe, I mean...
Not okay. The actual people, because
exactly.
They'd be very old.
But they're descendants.
But I think, and it's important to note, especially for listeners calling in or going on Facebook, that really... I wanted to make a book not just from recent immigrants and refugees, and there's a lot of them in there. And that was we'll talk about that, but some of the most interesting part of the process of this book. But the idea that almost all of us have some family story of how did we get here? It might be the Mayflower. It might be a slave ship. It might be to escape, as my grandfather did in 1914 at the age of 4, a war, as Syrians and people across the world are doing now. So we all have a coming to America story. And if you're Native American, you were already here. And we have their stories in the book as well, because that is part of the story of America.
So give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Or you can go to our Facebook page and post your six-word memoir right there. You partnered with the ABC TV series Fresh Off the Boat for this book. which is where part of where the title comes from.
That's right.
How did that happen?
Well, it's important to note that this book was in the works long before the current administration. My last book, which we talked about a few years ago, The Best Advice in Six Words, was a book I really loved, and it was a little different note from pure storytelling. But I thought about what's the next book I want to do, and this is around 2015, 2014-15, and I really wanted to get back to the core of the six-word memoir project, which is identity. Who are you? And part of identity is, where are we from? And again, my story is my grandfather's story, 1914, escaping war in Russia. And I went to my publisher and my previous publisher, and I said, I want to do six words on immigration. It's all of our stories. And they said, yeah, we don't know about immigration. I mean, I like it. As the editor, they said, to an editor, they said that. But I don't know if that's really a big seller. Very frustrating for all the reasons we know, not because of the administration, but because these are everyone's stories. And also because six words are taught in many classrooms, including many in Ohio. And it's hard to teach immigration, but six words is a nice way into that. Anyway, I collaborated with the TV show Fresh Off the Boat, which is a pop culture lens on a family that's come to America, and a 13-year-old who's into hip-hop and a tiger mom. And it's a smart, funny show that I think is like the updated version of Happy Days.
Okay.
Or Leave it to Beaver. And with the magic of TV, I was able to get a book deal. And 2 months after we announced that deal, Trump was elected, and I was a genius. I call it the timing of travesty.
I call it that one extra phone call. The book, there are a lot of people from the series that participated in the book. Their six-word memoirs are in there.
They did. Hudson Yang, 13 years old, by the way, a son of a journalist, Jeff Yang, who's a great journalist. His six words are, "My family's why I can fly." And at an event in Chicago, he told just a beautiful story about how his family had worked so hard, you know, generations back to get to America. And now they've given up so much for his career and so much of what's made him Hudson, this great young star. A writer from the show Fresh Off the Boat shares, "I learned Hinduism from Urban Outfitters." And he's Hindu, right? But, you know, he's so assimilated that actually, you know, he picked up a hipster book about it. And so that's part of the book, too.
How do you remember these?
I have nothing else to do, Anne. You know what I mean? I've been doing this. I live this. I don't think in six words, but I can pluck six words out of a conversation across a room in North Star or walking down High Street. So, I love it.
There are some from Columbus, and we're going to meet a couple of the, or Central Ohio, I should say. We'll meet a couple of those folks later on in the program, but how did you otherwise solicit stories or the six-word memoirs from across the country like you did? We have the folks from Fresh Off the Boat, but
it was such a wonderful process because typically when I'm putting together a book, a lot of it is, you know, directly posted to the website and social media and all the ways you would think. Sometimes it might be at the Columbus Arts Festival and people share them on a clothesline and they end up in a book. Mm-hmm. But because a large part of this book, you know, I want it to be, in fact, recent immigrants and refugees or first generation. I can't exactly expect that if, say, you're working with Chris Ohio to get the Community Refugee Services Organization to get shelter and clothing and figure out what's going on in this country, you're going to stumble upon my website, right? So for this book, we worked with refugee organizations, we worked with schools all across the country, and that got me and my colleagues on the ground floor, talking to people. Can I tell you a story about Waleed Ali?
Yes, please.
Waleed Ali came to America from Iraq, I think about a decade ago. And Columbus, such a welcoming city. We know we have one of the largest Somali populations, Bhutanese populations in the world. I mean, in the country in terms of immigrants. And Waleed came and was helped by Columbus to get his footing because he was fleeing assassination. He was an interpreter.
That's right. Yeah.
He was an interpreter for the American Army. And somebody at some point said, Waleed, they said these six words, "They are coming to kill you." His name was on a list. And so he fled, and he has a whole crazy journey and landed here. But this book, unlike any other book, has backstories.
Right.
Not every story,
about that,
but
yeah,
about 40 or 50 out of 550 backstories. So I sat with Waleed in his home in Columbus, and I said, "Waleed, tell me your story." And I just sat there, and he talked and talked and talked, and it's so intense, and it's daughters and wife walked in, and we're in a zone. And we're almost finished. And at some point I said, you know, Waleed, I know you're a small business owner, but I actually never specifically asked you what you do. I was so interested in the journey, that harrowing journey to get here. And he's so composed and cool and thoughtful. And he said, oh, I run a small construction business. Waleed Ali is building homes in America. I mean, come on. We need Waleed here.
The symbolism is
it's how we ended the thing. And I'm just blown away. And that process of meeting people and talking to people, it's a very meaningful experience for me personally.
Yeah, I read that story. It's fantastic and wonderful to read. And you mentioned the Bhutanese, and I wondered if you'd seen the display of the Bhutanese stories at the Ohio History Connection.
I have not seen it yet, but I know about that. And I also know that Tariq Tari, who's took some photos for this book, has something at Columbus Museum of Art. So, you know, we're a city that is having discussions and art about the immigrant experience.
Very busy on that score. So what is your process? How do you know when something, you know, the backstory is going to be included? I mean, how did you pick those out?
What was interesting was that when we originally started putting the book together, I didn't know we would necessarily have backstories.
Okay.
But as people submitted them, they would say, oh, by the way, here's what happened. And I was like, oh, just in emails. A woman talks about going to Ellis Island a few months before 9/11, and she has this eerie photo. We published it in the book of her with her mom, and there's the towers in the background. And she just said something about saw Bubby's name at Ellis Island, how powerful it was to see her grandmother's name just on a computer, but still it really meant something to her. Then she said, oh, you know, and here's why it meant so much. And I was like, I'll just do a little edit here, backstory. So sometimes you can just feel a backstory and you say, tell me more. And you know what? If you ask someone those three simple words, tell me more. And part of what I've learned in 10 years is you have to ask and then you got to listen. They will absolutely tell you more.
We are talking with Larry Smith. He's founding editor of Smith Magazine, and he's creator of the six-word memoir. He's been on the show several times before now because he keeps coming up with these great books from the premise of the six-word memoir. This one is entitled Six Words, Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. And we'd like to hear your six-word memoir on that. Give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can check out our Facebook page and post your question or comment there. Really like to hear your stories, though, today on the air. 614-292-8513. We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. We're talking about stories of immigration and identity told in six words. Still with us is the founding editor of Smith Magazine and creator of Six Word Memoirs, Larry Smith. The latest book in his series of books is called Six Words, Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. And we'd like to hear from our listeners, 614-292-8513, if you'd like to share your six-word memoir about immigration, identity, and coming to America. Joining us now is one of the contributors to the new book, Nohal El-Shahel. Nohal works in her family restaurant business, A&R Creative, which includes Columbus Restaurants, The Market Italian Village, The Crest Gastropubs, Trism, and Alchemy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What was your six-word memoir?
What was my six-word memoir? It was Love from Beirut, Lebanon to Columbus.
And what did that give us the backstory?
Yeah, definitely. So I met Larry, I think it was about 2 years ago now, at an annual bike and arts festival that we were having at the Crest Gastropub. And he was after me for maybe about half an hour to come up with a six-word memoir. It was the first time that I met him.
I can't imagine, Larry.
I'm a little aggressive with the old six words.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So it took me a little while to come up with that. I was like, what is this concept? What is he trying to get from me? And finally, it just came to me. Those were my six words. I think that was really what meant the most to me.
The backstory on that is part of a larger interview with more members of the family.
I think it might be the longest piece in the book.
Okay. I read it all.
Nohal will tell the story, which is just a fascinating story. And I'll tell you how it got in the book, which is I did something which others told me was very hard. I got almost all the brothers and sisters and their mom around a table at market restaurant in Italian Village. And they just relayed this fascinating story about coming to America in 1987. And the story unfolded, and we had so much material, and we condensed it into an oral history in six pages in the book. But what is that story?
That was a very fun story to tell, actually. Yeah, so Larry was able to get three of my brothers and my mom around a table at the market, and we were just talking about how we got here, our story about growing up. Yeah, it was just a lot of fun.
And so much about your father.
So much about my father, yes. I feel as though he was the backdrop to everything, definitely the foundation to everything that we have and who we are today.
He had a beloved career in Lebanon. He had to leave and then start all the way over in the United States. And he did what a lot of people do is he went into retail and started selling things.
Yeah, definitely. So my father was a paramedic in Lebanon. The war broke out and we needed medical attention. So we made our way here to Columbus, Ohio, which was absolutely amazing.
You'd never heard of it before, though.
No. Well, I was also three.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But no, we hadn't heard of it. My parents, when they first got here, they were just looking around. There was nothing to be found. They were used to a very vibrant city and they felt as though Columbus was really quiet.
So back then it kind of was.
Back then it definitely kind of was. No, now it's definitely changed. There's a lot more life and activity. Yes.
Well, a lot of that's because of their family, Larry Smith.
I mean, think about this story. Dad comes over to escape a civil war with mom and I think one child then?
No, we were three children.
Three already.
Three, four.
Okay. He works in a supermarket, eventually owns a supermarket. What do his six siblings, his six children do? They open up the series of the coolest farm-to-table gastropubs and bars in Columbus.
Right.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Right.
What a great first-generation American story.
You know, I've interviewed your brother before, and mm-hmm. it's such a thoroughly textured philosophy about it. It's not just about making money. It's about something much deeper, and it goes back to your dad.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think any of it has ever really been about making money. It's really about the relationships. It's amazing to be able to connect with amazing people like Larry, like yourself, people within the community, and just feel as though you're making an impact. It's really humbling. I think that's what makes the most sense.
It's such a community vibe at all the restaurants.
Right.
And I really believe that if you know the story behind a restaurant or a yoga studio, or you know those. That's why I do events in places like yoga studios mm-hmm. and Katzinger's and at the Crest Family restaurants and everywhere. Because suddenly, if you know that story a little bit, the food tastes a little better.
Right.
It's a little more fun to come into that yoga studio. And that's because stories connect us.
Although it was the best hamburger I've ever had in my life at Crest, way before I knew this story. I want to get to some people who have been calling in and want to share their six-word memoirs, and then we'll get back to your story. Lisa in Delaware, you're on the air. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Anne. Hi, Larry. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
So my six-word memoir, I've actually switched it up since I called in, would be called, Did You Come on a Boat? And it was the first thing I said to my husband when we met on a blind date. And it was because he was Asian and I wasn't quite sure of his ethnicity or his nationality. And I asked him, you know, if he was born in the U.S. and he said, no, I'm from Vietnam. And the next thing out of my mouth, completely unfiltered, obviously, was, did you come on a boat? And then he launches into this hour-long horrific boat story. In fact, he did leave Vietnam on a boat in 1979 with his family. And since then, it's been 20 years ago, miraculously he married me. I don't know how that worked out.
Despite your lack of filter.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I'm
no.
Ashamed of it. But, you know, the amazing part of our story, I think, is I am 13th generation American. My ancestors did also come on boats from England as Puritans shortly after the Mayflower. And to have children now who are descendants of our story, who are 14th generation on their mom's side and first generation on their father's side, who have, you know, paralleled histories, but very, very different circumstances. I thank you so much for this book, Larry, because it really highlights, unfortunately, what is the tragic circumstance of the conversation at times around immigration, but so important. You know, it's so important that we keep talking about this now and talk about what is the American dream? Is it still accessible? Is it still something people are willing to put their babies in boats to achieve? You know, it's that saying, you would only put your baby in a boat if the sea was safer than the land. You know, I can't help but think about that when I see my husband and I think about this book and how important it is. Thank you so much, Larry. It really wasn't a question. It was just that. No. Wanting to share my story.
No, that's what I want to hear. That's what we want to hear. Thank you, Lisa.
I mean, we thank you for that story. And you said you're a 14th generation American, which I love. One of the 6-word memoirs in the book is, I am a 14th, or might be, I am a 15th generation American. And that's it, right? That, like, whatever you think about the immigration policy, and I'm clear what I think, if we forget that almost all of us came from somewhere, and that's what makes this country richer and more moral and, frankly, more economic booming. Did you catch that? The new report came out that immigrants contribute $60 billion to the economy. $60 billion. Who's going to argue with that? But these stories, I mean, your story, Lisa, is the American dream.
I was just thinking the sea was safer than land, or the sea was safer than land. Something. I thought I got another 6-word memoir for you. Lisa, thank you so much for that call. Joanne in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. Mine is potatoes died, no food, left Ireland. So that happened quite a while ago.
I have another email from Marianne, Joanne. She says, I'm guessing many in Central Ohio can relate to my family's story. Potatoes to coal mines to Columbus.
There you go.
What do you think, right?
There you go. We didn't hit the coal mines, but we did. They did. They didn't hit the coal mines, but they did hit Columbus after Ireland.
That's another aspect of immigration. Often it's in groups. They may not know each other necessarily, but there is a larger community out there, and they tend to find each other. Did you find that?
Yeah, I definitely did. There's somehow this direct magnetism that draws people together. Yes.
It's comforting.
It is. It's comforting. It's really nice to know that there's a greater population that have similar stories that you can lean on and can lean on you. It's very,
And I think two things that happen when you hear a story like Joanne's or Lisa's, which is you either say, me too, right? You hit the mental like button, or tell me about that. I just randomly opened a page. Maybe this is kismet, but one of the memoirs in the page is Irish German Mash, Potato Eaters Unite. Then another one is learned mom's Vietnamese recipes via YouTube.
Yes, saw that.
This was a young Vietnamese woman and who I actually met in a restaurant in Columbus. And I said, where are you from? Because you know me, I'll talk to everyone. Uh-huh. And I wasn't going to leave the restaurant without A, my food, and B, her 6 words. And she said, well, I'm like, do you cook? She said, well, actually, I learned my mom's recipes from YouTube. She's too busy to teach me.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Joanne, thank you so much for that call. Appreciate it. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. We're talking about our 6-word memoir today. We've done it before. We're doing it again. This time, stories of immigration, identity, and coming to America. My guest, Larry Smith, is the founding editor of Smith Magazine, creator of the 6-word memoir. His new book is entitled 6 Words, Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. Also with us is Nohal El-Shahel. She's one of the contributors to the new book is part of the Crest family of restaurants in Columbus. 614-292-8513. Yeah, finding that community, though, is it, you know, your family gets together every Sunday still.
Yes.
Which I thought sounded wonderful. And it's usually you're just hanging out.
Yeah, no, all our Sundays start at maybe around 11 o'clock. We all trickle in and we stay around that dining room table until 6 or 7 o'clock. And all of my brothers and sisters bring their kids over. So it's a full house. It's Thanksgiving each and every single Sunday at our house, which is absolutely amazing.
That's, again, something your dad instilled.
Yes.
Stay together, be thankful together.
Yes, definitely. When we were younger, it was Saturdays at my grandma's because my grandma lived on Maynard And she just enjoyed having the entire OSU football scene happening around her.
Uh-huh.
So she was just like watching the students walking back
I'm
and
sorry
forth.
Sorry about that. No. Oh, that right. That's
yes,
right. Right.
Yes. So now we've switched it over Sundays at my mom's house. And it's just been beautiful to be able to spend that time together.
Nihal, do you remember that question I asked you about your siblings the other day?
Which one?
Well, I said, you know, I have two sisters and we're close, but I will admit it's sometimes challenging. And I said, you know, you have so many brothers and sisters. Like, I mean, do you fight a lot? You know, I mean, how does that work? And you work together. And she said, we do. And then on Sundays we eat.
Yes. Sundays we eat and we forget all about it. We cook together and we just sit around together.
There was a story in it. I can't remember who shared it about your dad where the ultimate was to go to KFC.
Yes.
You know, Kentucky Fried Chicken back in the day. And he brought some Lebanese bread.
Yes, we bring our pita bread with us. To this
okay,
day.
Okay, I'm going to bring a pita bread.
To this day, we bring pita bread whenever we have KFC just because it's nostalgic.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
There's another one in the book, peanut butter spread on pita bread. And I didn't know. I've learned a lot about how people look at America by putting together this book. And as could your listeners by reading the book, which is that I did not know that peanut butter was like such an American thing. Like the rest of the world thinks we're nuts. And
no pun intended.
I actually said that. And that it's a whole funny thing. But when you put peanut butter on peanut bread, well, we're merging cultures and we are the great mashed melting pot of America.
Yeah, I know. KFC. Where else?
Yes.
But America. Phyllis in Worthington, you're on the air. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. You've already touched on the Irish potato famine, but I added one thing in my six words. It is illegal immigrants running from potato famine. I thought that it had something to the current.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. It is an interesting time, Larry Smith, to be bringing forth these stories.
It is an interesting time. And while the book was not intended, certainly a few years ago when I was thinking about it seriously to get this book done as a political book or a polemic, I think it's really simple. We know that when you know someone's story, someone, that person you may fear, whether it's a Republican and you're a Democrat or whether it's an Arab and you're an Israeli, when you know someone's story, and you suddenly have a different understanding and empathy, and it's very hard to hate. Actually, in the advice book, one of the six words of advice is it's hard to hate up close. So whatever you think about open borders or closed borders, if you read these stories, I do think it's hard not to remember, A, where did you come from, mm-hmm. and B, do these folks who were not born here, do they enrich America or not? And I say yes. And I think to read the book, there's no other conclusion.
A lot of Americans feel like mongrels, though. We come, and I say we, meaning probably including myself. I'm a combination of a lot of different things. I don't identify really closely with any of them in particular. I don't think of myself as a hyphenated American. And I'm wondering how that comes into play in the book.
Well, the hyphenated American idea is really, I mean, it's something that's very much in the air, and there's a lot of hyphens in this book.
And relatively recent.
The idea of a hyphenated American is a phrase called code switching, where you're this way or that way. One of the through lines of the book is this idea of kind of dual identities. Indian at home, American at work. Korean in America, America in Korea. That was American in Korea. A 16-year-old kid in Oakland, California, told the backstory at an event a few days ago about that, about how he went to Korea, which he didn't want to go at all. His parents made him go for a year. And he was like, and they were like, God, dude, you're so American. And in America, they thought like, oh, where are you from? You know, and he was, in fact, his parents were from Korea. Mm-hmm. So that duality. And, you know, you think about you think the hard part is the proverbial boat, right? Mm-hmm. And part of the reason for the title of the TV show in this book is to take back that phrase fresh off the boat. And FOB used to be a bad thing. There's one in the book, which is Mom Made Me Friend the FOB. We're taking that back because the boat's good. The plane's good. However you get here, some people come over in car trunks. We're taking that back. But once you get here, in fact, a lot of the hardest part begins. And Sarah, who will be on later, will really talk about that. It's hard to be in America. Everything's different. and people look at you strange, and you're caught between two cultures. Now,
and it's always been that way. This is nothing new.
And that duality can be celebrated, and I think it should, that you have different parts of your lives. But in fact, especially for young people, it's very hard to grapple. You know, Frida Flores, a young student in Chicago, shared this 6 words: 8 hours English, 5 hours Spanish. English all day at school, 5 hours at home. And she shared a beautiful story about why each of those hours meant something to her.
And there was something, and I don't know if it was something that you said, Noel, but in the backstory of the 6-word memoir, but that whenever you're in Lebanon, because you visit every year, you miss Columbus. And when you're in Columbus, you miss Lebanon.
Yeah, definitely. So exactly what Larry was just saying, I feel it wholeheartedly. So whenever I am here, there's a part of me that just misses being back home in Beirut. And then when I'm in Beirut, there are parts of Columbus that I absolutely miss. So there's this pool, this global pool, pulling me back and forth back here to Columbus and to Lebanon.
Let's hear another 6-word memoir, this time from, is it Elena or Alana?
Alana.
Hi, Alana.
Hi, Anne. And hi, Larry. I want to thank you first for bringing up this whole meme of labeling people who come from other levels, other places in the world, and to actually give them meaning, because it is so important. I'm originally from Australia. And my 6 words are taking a risk to be more. And that's what my parents did. That's what my life has been about. And I came to the U.S. with 2 suitcases, knew maybe 2 people, didn't have a clue. I love, Larry, when you said the culture shock for about 6 months. I was in culture shock, very different, even though I spoke the same language, just the whole lifestyle here. Was so different. And, you know, my parents were migrants, you know, that went to Australia. And I just love the fact that both of you are highlighting that people are not labels. They're real flesh and blood, and everybody has gifts to bring.
I appreciate that. And in this book, there's simply no statistics, right? It's all stories.
Right.
And in fact, stories, by the way, can change policy. They certainly can change hearts and minds. And, you know, your story is almost everyone's story who came to America. And these 6 words came from the owner of a reflexology shop in Brooklyn that I go to all the time. And one day I started talking to him and I said, "What's your story? I've been coming to you for years." And he said, "I wanted to change my life." And that's how he came from China. And isn't that what it is? And how can we deny people the opportunity to change their life if we have room? And I think we do.
You know, Alana, something you just said, I mean, I think about the culture shock thing again. And when I switched jobs just from newspapers to come on to radio, I was like literally a zombie for about 6 months. And when I think about what if I changed countries and languages and cultures and everything, that was just 6 months of being everything else the same, but my job changing drastically. What a shock that would be. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Noel, I have to say goodbye to you. I appreciate you joining us so much today. Appreciate your stories. You can read all about it in the new book, 6 words, Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you, Larry, for including us in your book.
The pleasure is mine.
That's Noel Al-Shahal. She is in the book, as I just mentioned, and we're still looking for those 6-word memoirs from our listeners. We have a couple waiting online, and I've got some emails. You can call us at 614-292-8513, or you could email us at allsides@wosu.org, and you can go to our Facebook page and post your 6-word memoir there. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. This hour, we're talking about stories of immigration and identity told in six words. Still with us is the founding editor of Smith Magazine and creator of Six Word Memoirs, Larry Smith. The latest book in his series of books is called Six Words, Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. Joining us now by phone is another contributor to the new book, Columbus-based artist and poet Sarah Abu Rashed. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sarah, what is your six-word memoir?
My six-word memoir is Another Immigration Must Run in Blood. It's the story of my family history with immigration that have happened over and over again, and I think it's only natural now to embrace it, especially with this very timely book that Larry has put together.
Tell us about the backstory.
My original family comes from Palestine, and they lived there for a long time. And in 1948, they immigrated to Syria. I even have a Jewish grandmother who immigrated with her Muslim, Arabic, Palestinian husband. And they lived in Syria and were called Palestinian refugees for a long time. And that's where my parents were born. I was born in Syria. And we never gained citizenship from Palestine or Syria. And so when the war happened, we were immigrating for a second time and coming to America.
I just want people to sit on her words for a second. Another immigration must run in blood. And especially when you read them in the book, it's just, you know, Sarah, will note, 4 years ago, did not know any English. And Sarah, I'd love you to tell your Odyssey story. But, she is just this unbelievable young poet. These words are just so poetic. And her use of the semicolon is no one can beat her use of the semicolon.
And You're the last living person that knows what it means.
I can't do poetry in my first language. You know, this is Sarah's second language.
Right.
And Sarah, tell us about when you got to Centennial High School at age 13 and how your first couple days of school went.
Mm-hmm. This is a story I really love telling because it was just so shocking to me. Everything is different. And whenever I tell this story, I even talk about the buildings being different, the lockers, the book, the grass, just everything about this new environment that I'm trying to call home. And I didn't speak any English. I went to school not being able to communicate.
You were 13, did you say?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I started freshman year of high school.
How old are you now?
I just turned 18.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy birthday.
Okay, happy birthday. And go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to clarify.
No, thank you. No problem. Larry just mentioned, it was the Odyssey that really got me started on English. It was the first text we were reading in English class, and it is very challenging for natives. So imagine somebody who does not even speak basic English trying to learn the Odyssey.
This is, of course, the Iliad and the Odyssey.
The epic journey about coming home, right?
Yes, right.
And so what is home?
Right.
And so what did you do with that text, the Odyssey, to learn English?
I translated every single word of the text, and that amazes people, but it's really what I had to do to understand it and to start learning the language, to start speaking and writing and reading. It was very intense. And for a young teenager like I was, it was easy to feel depressed and feel lonely and isolated, but it was a mission. I adopted the Odyssey as my own, and now it's only ironic that that has become my story.
I'm going to turn to Mohammed right now and get his story. If you want to share your six-word memoir, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Mohammed, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. My six-word memo is like from all summer to winter.
From all summer to winter.
In America, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm from Somalia in Africa. It's in Africa. So basically, I used to live there was no winter. I've never seen a snow before.
Uh-huh.
So, and when we were coming to America, it was like winter time. So it was an experience for us.
From all summer to winter. Is that six?
Close to it.
America from all summer to winter. We just
America
there
from
you go.
All summer to winter. But Mohammed, thank you so much. When was this?
It was like 2008.
Okay. Recent.
Mohammed, yeah. I have sort of the converse of your story. There's a piece by an artist, a beautiful artist, sculpture and painting named Nari Ward, and we have a backstory. His six words are, like ice falling from the sky. He came from Jamaica, and people said, oh, in America, there's snow. It's like ice falling from the sky. And those words really infused his creativity as he came into his own as an artist.
Wow, that's amazing.
So just, you know, you think coming, you know, just the seasons are different. And for Sarah, like, if you thought high school was hard, you know I thought it was weird in the beginning. Now you're coming from a completely different
exactly.
place. You don't know how anything works, the lockers and the bus system. And so.
I guess, Mohammed, you probably didn't have the clothes had to change.
No, we were not ready for it. We didn't even know, like, we were on our summer clothes. So when we came at the airport, we had to stay in the airport and... Our cousin who came before us, he got us some jackets and stuff like that. You know, it's so cold.
Oh, sorry. All right. Well, Mohammed, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You
Have
bet.
A wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You picked out exactly the six-word memoir from the book I was going to if I could have had the presence of mind. Larry Smith, thank you.
Oh, well, again. And, you know, I got to brag on Sarah for a little bit.
Okay.
So Sarah gets to school. She's 13. Four, now a little, almost 5 years later, she has won poetry slams. She has done a TEDx.
Did she do a six-word memoir? TEDx that I saw her at?
No, you saw maybe both.
Yeah.
She headlined a six-word live story event in March, and she was it wasn't an immigration theme, but it was her story was about her story about coming to America.
Yeah.
And just a few days ago, we had a fundraiser for Chris Ohio, the Refugee Services Organization, and once again, she was my headliner. And that's all fine, but the real story is this. She came here knowing no English at 13, and she has received multiple full scholarships from Ohio universities and started a few weeks ago at Denison.
Congratulations.
So, and what are you majoring in, Sarah?
I'm majoring in international studies and
of
thinking
course.
About creative writing as a minor.
And you've written, like, you're a multiple award-winning poet. Is there something you can share with us of your poetry?
Yeah, I would love to. This is one of the... more recent poems, and it's the one I recently performed at Larry's event. It's called I Am America, and I'd like to share this part of it. I am America. I am the voice, the face, the body of America. I am America, for I am different. For I know and feel and see and hear and love and accept and admire and defend and embrace my differences. I am America, for I don't want to be like everybody else, for everybody else is not even like everybody else. I am America, for I come from someplace else. آتي من خلف شواطئ المتوسط ولغة العربية تجهلها ألسنتكم. أنا أمريكا. I am America. I am America because I am one. It's all of me. It's all of us or none.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
That's Sarah Abu-Rashad. She is one of the contributors to the book Six Words Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. It's part of the Six Word Memoir series brought to us by Larry Smith, founding editor of Smith Magazine and creator of the Six Word Memoirs. I've got a few more. I've got an email from Michael. He says, my six words, Wicklow County, Allegheny County, Franklin County.
I love the narrative arc.
Yeah, nice, nice. Let's see. Ed in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Ed.
Hi. My six-word story is we found out we were Jewish.
It bodes for a backstory.
Yeah, tell us more.
Well, I was raised Catholic. My grandfather on my mother's side was from Denmark. His last name was Meyer. And he left Denmark because he didn't want to serve in the military. Ended up coming over here and fighting with Teddy Roosevelt in the Spanish-American War. what happened was none of the family had ever gone back to Denmark to try to find the relatives until about a year and a half ago. One of my cousins went back, and in finding the relatives, one of them just happened to say, oh, did you know that years ago the family was Jewish? And it was just kind of not necessarily a shock. We always wondered with that last name, but it was kind of interesting to find out that that was actually confirmed.
You know who else had a similar story, which is Secretary Madeleine Albright. Turns out she also, digging into family history, found out that she was Jewish. And although her six-word memoir, which is the first story in a book of 550, and again, we have some very famous people, Aziz Super, Ansari, yeah. Madeleine Albright, and the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, all sorts of people. Her six-word memoir, which I felt was an interesting note to start with, is, in 1948, I was a refugee, Madeleine Albright,
right.
And also found out that she was Jewish.
A lot of self-discovery in a lot of these. It does make you kind of look inside and figure out what matters. Ed, thank you for that call. Appreciate it. Let's see. Tom in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Ann. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My six words are, came here legally, all that matters.
When did you come? What's the story?
Well, I would like to, you know, focus on the fact that, you know, being here in American Republic, the public thing is the law that is applied equally to all of us, or at least that's the ideal. And so that if you came here legally, you're an American, and that's all there is really to tell at that point.
Yeah, someone mentioned earlier that that they had not, I mean, they were illegally fleeing the famine. They must have, the suggestion was that they came here illegally from Ireland.
Many, many have over the years.
Right.
And of course, you know, laws change and policies change, and you have to adjust and hopefully do what feels humane.
Right. Tom, thanks a lot for that call. Mary in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Mary. Hello, Mary. Okay, we're going to check on Mary. Sarah, how, you know, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around, and I've heard you speak before. I've heard you recite, you know, speak your poetry at other events, and I'm still trying to figure out how you sound so distinctly American, if I may.
Thank you. That's truly an honor. I think being American, like Larry was just saying, is about being different and having a dual identity. Like we talked at his event, America is a country of hyphenation, and we can never really be American enough, and that's what defines our American identity. That's what truly brings us together as people of all races, all colors, all nationalities who strive for this connection. I truly appreciate it and love to embrace it with other people.
And that's the title of your poem, I Am America.
Yeah, that really is. I've even been asked, why isn't it I Am American? And I said, because we're not just Americans. We don't follow America. We are America. We represent the country in its all complexities as human beings.
And we have some universal truths, such as one of the six words in the book is, first question, where's Michael Jordan's house? You know? I mean, not a bad start.
No, no. Everyone comes with their own questions, and for some it's that, and for others it's, what does snow taste like? It's a wonderful, wonderful they're wonderful stories to hear. Sarah Abu Rashad, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate you, and congratulations again, Larry, on this very timely, very inspiring book.
It's always a pleasure to chat with you, Sarah.
That's Sarah Abu Rashad. She's a contributor to the new book, Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. It's from the New York Times bestselling Six Word Memoirs series by Larry Smith. He's founding editor of Smith Magazine and creator of Six Word Memoirs. Larry, as always, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all that you share with us.
It's a pleasure, Ann. Thank you.
Thanks to everybody who called in with their six word memoirs. Appreciate you're taking the time to participate in this show. Really appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.